what she needs to know. She's got the game show.
Oh, does anyone have New Year's plans?
Oh, yeah. Big
You're time. Probably just going to stay inside.
Do you have big plans?
Probably just have a little neighborhood thing.
A neighborhood thing?
I have a few friends in the neighborhood. We're still weary from Christmas, so... I think we're gonna keep it not whatever. What's the opposite of when a lot of things happen?
Low key?
Low key, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I think that's a nice call for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had a low key thing before.
Really? You've only had amped up parties?
Well, you know, I've always, like, all every time I went to an amped up event, I always say, this year, I always say never again. So maybe I'm just going to try to follow through with the never again and keep it low key for the remainder of my personhood. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We're going to have a chill New Year's. I hope everyone's enjoying their chill New Year's.
Yeah, it does feel kind of weird to record this on New Year's Eve. It feels like maybe there's some kind of significance to it that I really haven't put in there. But I'm glad people are with us, you know?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm glad people are sharing the first half of their eve with us.
It's wonderful.
Except I don't know about people from Australia.
Oh my gosh, the time.
Sorry, Jake.
Oh my gosh, the time. Well. Well, listen, we got a lot to do, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah, we have so much to do in terms of games to play, et cetera, et cetera. You want to say anything else about yourself.
I'm all right.
Okay.
How about you? How was your day?
I don't know. I don't know. You know. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm ready to ask Jake how everything's been.
Jake? You want to talk to Jake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, but yeah.
Let's talk to Jake right now. Jake's in Melbourne. Jake.
Manolo, how you going?
Hey Jake, what's going on? Jake,
talk to us. What'd you do?
We're only a few hours into 2023, but so far it feels pretty similar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you like 2022, I think you'll enjoy 2023 as well.
Okay. Oh. Wow. So what did you... Wow, I can't believe you're ringing in. Wow. And so are you... What'd you do for New Year's Eve?
Oh, I didn't do anything. I watched some movies and just chilled out. And yeah, I'm not a big New Year's Eve person. There's too much pressure.
Yeah. So you kept it low-key?
I kept it very low key, yes.
Were any of the movies year related?
No, I wouldn't say so. I tried to watch that Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, but I found that wooden child to be very crass.
Yeah, I did. I looked up the history of Pinocchio, and apparently that was his deal, is that he was a very naughty wood, piece of wood.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was bit of a jerk.
Whoa, I didn't know. And he's kind of a jerk in this movie?
Oh, yeah.
I guess so, but it's one of the, you know, if you have those friends or whoever where it's like, they're, you know, disruptive and like weird. And it's like, oh, he just has ADD.
You think Pinocchio has ADD?
Yeah. Did you know that wood could get ADD?
I didn't know wood could get ADD. No.
Yeah.
I watched a movie and I was like, this is a movie that's everybody talks about being one of the greatest movies, and I fell asleep and I felt like a real failure. You shouldn't fall asleep during important movies. You know what I mean?
Which movie was that?
I don't want to tell you because then you're going to say, oh, really? I was awake that whole movie.
I famously fall asleep to every movie for at least 5 minutes, no matter how good it is.
Okay. Jake, if you've seen this movie, you stayed awake. This is on, I think it's an Australian movie. That's what makes it even worse.
Oh, no.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
It's an Australian movie. Is it Chopper?
No.
It's been lauded as one of the best films in history.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we had one of those.
Yeah.
Was it Muriel's Wedding?
No, that one's great. I have stayed awake for that one.
I love that movie.
Was it a Baz Luhrmann joint?
No. Mm-mm.
I give up. Wow. What was it? Mad Max?
No. It was Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Oh, everyone falls asleep during Picnic at Hanging Rock. That's
Do
fun.
They really?
Yes, of course. It's the vibe of it. It's just, it's very like sedative.
It's, I'd tell you what I try. Oh. Well, Jake, that's such a relief. Well, yeah. Well, but is everybody, have you seen it, Manolo?
What is it called? Picnic in the Park?
No, Picnic at Hanging Rock.
At Hanging Rock. No, yeah. I haven't. But I feel like I do tend to sleep to a lot of these film masterpieces. I can't go back. It's not made for my attention span.
What do you mean you can't go back?
I can't. It's because they're always paced for people of that era. Oh. Attention span. What were you going to say, Jake?
Yeah, what did you say, Jake?
Oh, I fell asleep through something last night. It wasn't really last night. It was just a few hours ago, actually. That new movie, White Noise, that new Noah Baumbach movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real smarty pants movie.
You fell asleep?
That's a very smarty pants movie. I couldn't handle that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I heard the book is a fall asleep book, too.
I would say the book is pretty fun. I'm just saying, okay? Just saying the book is pretty fun. Because you know why? Because you know why? Because everyone's like, have you read White Noise? Oh, have you read White Noise? And then you think, oh no, it's going to be one of these big honking books. But actually, it's a short book.
Oh.
Which you think, well, there you go.
Mm. There was a White Noise movie with Michael Keaton. And I think all that happened was people flew into the sky or something. I don't know. Look it up.
Okay. Well.
I feel like this episode, we're going to keep it low key.
Mm. Yeah. That's the hope. Yeah. Well, Jake, do you want to play our first game?
I will do my best.
Okay. Wait. Jake, I just read your bio and it said you're 36 and tired all the time, and I really connect with that.
Yeah, it's it's okay because I love sleep, you know. So
you do. Yeah.
I feel like it's okay. You know, I can live with it, but oh yeah, I'm always tired.
Wow. Yes.
No, I feel like you're perfect for this.
I know. I'm so glad you're our first caller today. Okay, so we're gonna play a game called What's My Age Again? What's My Age Again? Submitted by Jacob McNutt from Nathrop, Colorado. Jacob, obviously a regular game contributor at this point. Manolo, would you like to sing the theme song?
I'll try. I'll keep it low key.
Okay.
What's my age again? What's my age again? What's my stage again.
Lovely. Lovely.
Yep.
Okay, so here's how this works, is what Jacob writes. In this game, the contestant describes two activities they regularly do. One is mature and the other is immature. Then Joe and Manola have three guesses. Oh, shoot. To guess the total. Oh, geez. Three guesses total to guess that person's age within 5 years. This is hard because I did just announce your age to everyone. Okay. If they guess incorrectly, they are awarded a magnet. Example, I clean the bathrooms on my own accord. And we use the phrase butt hurt regardless of situation or company. Okay. So, Jake, we know your age, and not only that, but that you're tired all the time. So, yeah. Jake, do you want, it's almost impossible for you to play this game. Do you want us to come back and have you play another game?
Yeah, I think that'd be the best way to go. Sure.
Okay, Jake, stay with us, okay? We're going to talk to you in a little bit. Sorry about really sabotaging your chances here. Okay.
Yeah, set the snooze alarm.
Yeah, set the snooze alarm. Okay, talk to you soon.
Thanks,
okay.
Guys.
Thank you. Okay, let's talk to Claire in Carmel. Are you Indiana? Is it Indiana, Claire? Claire, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Claire. What's going on? How are you feeling?
Good. Feeling good. In the festive mood.
Really? What's going on?
We just got home from a birthday party, a 4-year-old birthday party, and in just a little bit, we're going to go to a family pajama party for New Year's Eve.
Family pajama party?
Is it at a house?
It is, yeah. It's at our friend's house.
Nice. Wow. Do children's parties happen in the morning?
You know, sometimes I think probably today it happened in the morning because this is like a nighttime holiday.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Smart. Yeah.
What
these
pajamas
holiday...
are you going to wear? Sorry, Manolo. I just had to ask.
No, I don't. Yeah. I was going to ask a dumb question.
Well, that's a great question. I don't know. There's been a lot of chit chat about pajamas.
Okay, like what's everybody saying?
So we've been talking about pajamas for weeks now. And I don't know what I'm going to wear. I probably actually won't wear pajamas.
What? Why? Everyone's going to get mad at you.
I think it's expected. I think it's known that I don't really like pajamas outside the home.
Oh, you're that type of person.
Yeah, it's just like... I don't know. I find it a bit strange, but everyone else in my family will probably wear pajamas.
Wow. Okay. We're getting a strong sense of Claire here. Okay. So Claire, do you want to tell us an activity, two activities you enjoy? And then Manolo and I will guess. Now Manolo Manolo, did you have a question for Claire before we?
Oh, well, it's kind of dumb, but I was just going to ask what your favorite Avengers movie is.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, that's a good clue.
Okay. Okay, so Claire, do you want to just say two things? And just as a reminder, if we're incorrect, you get a magnet.
Okay, so if you don't get within 5 years of my age, then I get a magnet?
Yep.
Okay. So my mature activity is that I eat a lot of vegetables. And my immature activity is that I like to play with Legos.
Okay. Manolo, you want to take a guess?
I'm going to say 32.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and say 79.
Whoa. You're both wrong. I'm 39.
Incredible. You do get a custom magnet.
Wow.
Wow, really good job, Claire. I'm really impressed with you for dodging our incredible guesses there.
What do you do with Legos?
I build them, you know, I build the sets.
Oh, follow the directions.
Yeah.
That's great. Claire, what have you built? Just tell us what you've built.
So most recently I built the Mario 64 block. It's like the yellow block that kind of opens up with different Mario worlds.
What?
Yeah, that took a while. And then I'm working on the Porsche right now. And then I got a couple flower bouquets for Christmas.
Oh.
Wow. I never got a Lego in my life.
Do you have a whole Lego collection?
Yeah, we're building it. So I do it with my kids. I've got two young kids. So we do it together, and then sometimes we display them. We just have like a big bucket that sometimes we break them down. It just kind of depends.
Mm.
Yeah, but I like it. It helps me think my thoughts.
Ugh.
That's true.
To be able to think your thoughts. Oh, I love it, Claire.
Joe, well, you don't like thinking your thoughts?
I know I do like it. That wasn't an ugh of disgust. It was an ugh of admiration. Okay, yucky. Claire, we're going to talk to someone else, but we're going to circle back. We'll circle back.
Okay, bye.
Okay, let's talk to Alec in Reykjavik, Iceland. Alec, are you there?
What?
Hello, can you hear me?
Alec, what's going on in Reykjavik?
Are you in the future too?
Okay, so I'm kind of in the future, yes. I'm actually temporally located in Portland, but I just got back from a big trip, so I'm a bit jet lagged and I still feel like I'm in Reykjavik.
But you're in Portland?
That's correct, yes, I just got home.
In Portland, Oregon?
Yes.
So Portland, Oregon. Actually, you're in the past, okay?
See, yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it?
No. I think this is clear cut. You are in the past.
Are you saying that your circadian rhythm already celebrated the New Year's?
Manolo, we're way closer to the same wavelength. Just Joe doesn't get it right now.
Okay. Well. But the ego is even far behind me and
where's
Joe.
Where's the ego, I guess?
Where's the super ant, though? What about that?
Well, where is it?
Okay, I'm on a walk, so that's something the fact.
Left it back at home.
Okay, it's on a walk. It's on a walk. Well, Alex, so you, what are you in Portland for?
I am from Portland, so yeah, I had most recently been in Europe attending grad school, but yeah, things didn't really work out, so I'm moving back home.
Oh, does that mean you dropped out?
Yeah, it was a master's program, so yeah, I actually had to withdraw from the program. It's the first term, but it's all good. I speak Italian. I was one of my majors in undergrad, but I'll be figuring out something else to do in the new year.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Seems like a good time for a transition,
fresh start.
Yeah.
What's the vibe in the new year gonna be like for you guys?
Great question, Alec.
Good question.
Great question.
I'm gonna maybe try to make my bed more.
I love that. I've heard it's a good habit.
It's a great habit. It really makes you feel like your life's together.
You do that?
Yeah, you gotta do one thing.
Yeah, I make my bed.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I guess I'm on Team Joe on this one.
Really?
Thanks, Alec. Really appreciate you do it too? That. I really didn't know if you would be turning around.
Yeah, things can change. It's great.
Wow.
Big time.
You guys team? Joe, I know that someone plugged your card game, and I haven't gotten a chance to play that yet, but it seems pretty sweet.
Did you ask if we were gamers?
Yeah, are you guys gamers?
Alec.
You identify as gamers?
Alec, you can't ask the one question that'll poke a hole in this entire podcast. Of course we're not gamers. Obviously, we've done this podcast. This is a sham, okay? And you know that, and we know that. but okay, to say it out loud.
Okay, I'll say it. My bad.
I played a game over the week, something called like Super Hippo or Rhino.
Hungry, okay. Hungry?
No, you have to like build an apartment complex out of cards without letting the rhino fall down.
Wow. How dense are these apartments?
How what?
Are they? Wow, it seems structurally, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, it's like you have to build like a tower by bending the cards. And I would say I would recommend it. It's real tense. It's really high key.
Mm. But no, do you? I don't, that's incredible. You played a game. That's wonderful. I think that the last game, You know what? The thing about the games.
I guess that's what I'm doing, Aunt Jo. Do you play games for the holidays, like with your, you know, at Christmas time or anything?
Well, I haven't really left the home in, I'd say, 7 days. I mean, to take the dog for a walk. But I would say that in general, I would say that the game, structured games, like I tried to play Super Mario 3. And I was so bad at it that the person I was playing with asked me if I was purposely trying to make them feel better. I think to be a gamer, I do think it requires a certain advanced brain and hand-eye coordination, both of which there's not really my, I don't know, that's kind of my approach to, that's my understanding of it. Manolo, is that why why aren't you a gamer?
I feel like
Manolo?
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he was just about to admit he was a gamer.
I know, that was really, I can't believe that's where we lost him.
Oh my gosh, well.
I thought it was my computer virus again. Well,
okay. Yeah, so, is there an update on that, Joe?
Still got it. Don't accept any emails from me, okay?
Hello.
Oh, you're back.
So that's all the games.
No.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly what a gamer would do.
Okay, well, Alec, let's hear from you. Let's hear your two things.
Oh, we're still playing that game. That's great. Okay,
that's how good of gamers we are.
So it's two habits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, recently I've been walking about 10 miles a day. Mature end. And then in the last calendar month, I did have a dinner of just paprika flavored Pringles. So on the other end.
Okay.
You are 19.
And I'm going to go ahead and stick with my guess of 79.
Wow. Well, I don't think that's in the range.
How old are you?
Yeah, I just turned 28 in November.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you get a custom magnet. Really nice job, Alec.
Wow. What an honor. Okay. Well, then, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for talking with us. We'll circle back. Okay, we'll circle back. Okay.
We'll circle back. We'll table it and then circle back.
You know, I think on the rate we're going, I don't know if we're going to get to 3 games.
Yeah.
Isn't that controversial?
Maybe that's the controversy we need.
Yeah, just to get freshen it up a bit.
Yeah, just add us on Twitter.
Are we still on Twitter? I don't.
All
right. Okay, so let's talk to Laura in Brooklyn. Laura, are you there?
Oh my goodness, I am. Hi, Joe. Hi, Manolo.
Hi, Laura. What's going on in Brooklyn?
Oh, you know, it looks like a gray day, so I'm just inside with my cat and my boyfriend.
It's been pretty warm though, hasn't it?
It has. It's really crazy. It was like 50 something yesterday.
Hey, Laura, can you name both your boyfriend and your cat and we can pick out which one's which?
I think it'll be a little easy. One is Daniel and one is Sandwiches. So.
So, do you live with sandwiches?
I do. He's on my lap.
Well.
Ooh.
Plural name for, well.
Yeah.
That's a power move.
Do not ask why or how. I do not know.
Okay, just came to you in the night.
Yeah, in a dream.
Sounds cozy. Well, are you going out tonight?
No, I think we're gonna go for like an early dinner, like some old folks. But no, not gonna go out.
How early? Four?
Yeah, basically.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Listen. Very cool. I don't want to, the next sentence I'm going to say is not the sentence I wanted, but here's the deal. Okay. I was looking up a Brooklyn restaurant recently and I looked at the menu and I literally didn't understand any of it. Okay. Some of these fancy Brooklyn restaurants have stuff that I'm like, usually you can read a menu and be like, I understand that's supposed to be Caesar salad, but this was like outside of the world of my understanding.
Oh, Brooklyn.
You know, another thing is that there's always these hidden fees now. It's like you're getting taxed on leaving the house.
What do you mean?
If you look at your check and stuff, there's always like $5 just because you entered our restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Huh?
What do they call it? Entrance fee?
Yeah, like service fee or like extra convenience tax.
Wow. Laura, watch out, okay?
I will, yeah.
Where are you gonna go for what restaurant or what's the genre?
I only go within walking distance, so it's gonna have to be something nearby. It was originally planned to be brunch, so hopefully some place that will still have like pancakes at 4 o'clock. I don't know.
Ooh.
You want pancakes?
I think so.
Wow. Fun.
You've never had pancakes at 4 o'clock, Joe?
No. No, never. Not on a New Year's Eve.
Oh.
I might be the first.
Dang. One New Year's Eve, though, I did have 22 shrimps. That was a crazy New Year's.
It's nice you kept count.
Well, I just knew how much the package was.
Okay.
Anyway, Laura.
It's so weird that they like do like give you an odd number of shrimps.
Which how many fit in the ring?
Yeah, but then like an even number of shrimp buns.
Huh?
Yeah, that old thing.
Never mind.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay, Laura, do you think that you are in a place where you can tell us to... No, we're moving on. Okay.
Okay.
This is a game from Jake Dean from... Oh my gosh, it's Jake! It's Jake who we talked to before, the 36-year-old who's tired all the time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's called Stank Like Famous. So, Manolo, do you want to put a theme song together?
Sure. That person is stank like famous. Stank like famous. His name is Jake.
This just reminds me on Reddit. Well, there was trending on, I don't, Laura, do you read Reddit?
A little bit.
Well, I was training on Reddit which celebrities they think stink the most, which was it was a lot of conjectures. But okay, anyway, this is
an example.
Like people said that Brad Pitt didn't shower that much, but then somebody was like, "I actually stood next to Brad Pitt for a long time. He smelled good." So that kind of thing, that kind of dialogue was happening.
I think I heard someone say that Christopher Walken had a interesting aroma. Was that in there?
I didn't spend too much time scrolling. You know, sometimes you just got to get off the computer, you know?
I suppose.
I thought, how much of this information do I want in here? In here being my brain. So you got to, you know, you got to cut it off at some point. But if people were, for the most part, coming to the defense of, wait, also what was beautiful was there was this, like, they started talking about this, like, condition that some people have when they get older, where it's basically like your lower intestine starts to rot and it makes people smell bad. But then this one guy was like, my stepdad had that and he was such a good guy. And then someone said, I'm so sorry, how's your stepdad? And we've lost him. And another guy was like, I'm so sorry for your loss, I hope you're okay. And then another guy was like, thank you so much. I've never seen that before on Reddit. Never in my life had I seen that before on Reddit. On a celebrity stink thread.
On celebrity stink thread, people are nice to each other.
So nice to each other. I couldn't believe my eyes.
I'm going to hang out there.
You should. Anyways, Laura, that's what's happening on Reddit.
Good to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Laura, here's how this game works. Celebrity fragrances are often budget-friendly, pretentiously titled, and underwhelming. Example, Enrique Iglesias' Adrenaline, Power by 50 Cent, Ariana Grande's Cloud. Oh, those are the examples. Okay. In this game, Joe picks a celebrity, and the contestant has to name and describe that celebrity's commercially available fragrance. For example, Walter Matthau's Cardigan, and it smells like racing form, cigarettes, and gum. Thank you, Jake. Great example. If Manolo would wear the celebrity fragrance, the contestant wins a custom magnet.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, Laura. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you ready to kind of experiment with the fragrance arts?
I am.
Are you nervous?
I am. I'm nervous because, like, I don't really know who Walter Matthau is.
Hey, that's okay. That's actually okay. That's Walter Matthau. He was in like Grumpy Old Men. He was also in like Dennis the Menace.
Okay.
He was like in his maybe 70s or 80s in the 90s. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he had a long career of being like a comedic character actor. But that's besides the point. Okay. Don't worry yourself with Walter Matthau at this moment. Laura, which celebrities are you familiar with? Just give me a couple of them.
You said Brad Pitt. I know that one.
You know Brad Pitt. Okay. Do you know I any know others?
Yeah. Like the popular ones.
The popular ones.
The popular celebrities.
Like Glenn Close?
Yeah, okay. I know Glenn Close. Oh,
okay. Meryl Streep. You know Meryl Streep?
I do know Meryl Streep.
Okay. Give a fragrance for Meryl Streep.
Oh, my cat's hissing at me. Okay. Meryl Streep.
Sandwiches. Fragrance.
Daniel.
Yeah, bad sandwiches. Okay. Meryl Streep's fragrance is called Classic.
Okay.
And it really doesn't have much of a smell.
What?
It doesn't. It's very understated and classy because it just doesn't overpower a room. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely scented with like some baby powder.
Oh, uh-huh.
Unscented baby powder.
Unscented baby powder. Uh-huh.
So just
dust. And money, you know, the smell of just crisp dollar bills, $100 bills.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's classy.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic. Okay. Wow, I mean, this sounds pretty good, but I don't know if Manolo will wear it. It doesn't overpower a room, though, okay, Manolo? It barely smells like anything.
Yeah. I feel like I would douse myself with it.
Really?
Before going out. Yeah. That's something I would take to a cocktail party, a low-key cocktail party, and just make a waterfall of it and walk through it. You know how they do that?
No, I don't.
Just walk through a waterfall of perfume.
Wonderful. Well, if it's affordable, you know. That's great. Wow, Laura, you know, you did something today. And... And, you know, I, you said you were nervous, but you really executed that just perfectly. So thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thanks.
Okay. Our love to Daniel and sandwiches. We'll talk to you soon. We'll circle back. Okay. Bye. Okay. Let's talk to Scoots. Scoots in Broomfield. Scoots. Are you
Hello.
There?
I'm here.
Hi, Scoots. What's going on?
Oh, you know, recording a podcast, I guess.
What else is going on with you?
I sent my kids outside to play in the 8 inches of snow we have because they were driving me nuts.
Oh, whoa. Send them outside.
Yeah.
Classic move.
Yeah. Are you in the mountains?
No, Broomfield's a suburb outside of Denver, but we got a dumped on with snow this week.
Oh. I was just there.
For fun?
Yeah, for the holidays. And yeah, I remember that snow dump. It was nice and romantic.
Romantic dumps.
Yeah, I'd say.
Wow, Scoots. So what's it's a great nickname, by the way. I think it's have you always been Scoots?
Yeah, it happened when I got one of my first jobs. There was another Scott there, and so we decided we needed nicknames. And then I switched jobs, and there was also another Scott there. And then I switched jobs again at my current job, and there's also another Scott there. And I've met most of my friends through work, so I've just always kind of been Scoots.
What do you do for a job?
Right now, I'm a creative director at a marketing agency.
Oh, sounds like a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you choose? Oh, that's good. Do you choose Scoots for yourself?
No, I think for nicknames, they have to be chosen for you.
Of course.
So everyone just called you Scoots.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
Scoots.
It started as kind of like a scooter, but it
oh,
evolved.
Yeah. The Scoots is more mature.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
I tell you what, in my 20s, I really tried to get people to call me Meatball, but it never caught on because it was me driving the truck, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to earn Meatball.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
How are you supposed to earn Meatball? Arm wrestling?
No, you have to eat a lot of meatballs.
Ugh.
That's why my friends call me Pizza Burger.
Well, and there we go. Back to Pizza Burger.
I do answer to Pizza Burger.
Why not? It's delicious. Why have two when you can have one?
Yeah, I always answer with, did somebody say Pizza Burger? Because I'm always in the other room.
Yeah, I know. You're always in the other room.
Yeah.
That's your MO. Well, Scoots, you got familiarity with celebrities?
Variously on some occasions, yes.
What do you mean? Who do you know?
Maybe stick to late 80s movies forward.
Like what give me an example of some.
Your Brad Pitts, your Tom's Cruise or Hank, you're somewhere around along those lines.
All right, let's do Tom Hanks. How about that?
Okay. Tom Hanks, cologne would be, I bet a scent is wonderful, but his cologne would be called Big. And it's a big, big smell, and it smells of a man has been cast away for many years. And it's also smells like a wooden toy. What else has he been in? Oh, it also smells like a box of chocolates.
Can I just say that I don't think Woody was wooden, if that just clarifies anything. I think that his name is Woody, but he's actually made of plastic.
Really?
Why was his name Woody then?
I always thought he was wooden.
What?
The way he acts, that's a Woody personality.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, okay. So Scoots, it sounds like an incredible scent. What do you think?
I think I would wear just a tiny bit of it. I would kind of like the equivalent of when there's a puddle and you just kind of lightly dip your toe in it. I would do that.
A small amount of Big?
Yeah, just a squinch of Big.
Squinch. A squinch. Well, yeah. Scoots, sounds like a squinch is enough for me. You get a custom magnet. Nice work.
Yay. I'm excited.
Hey, congrats. Okay, talk to you soon. Circle back. Okay.
Circle back.
Well, let's just check in with Jake. Jake, how are you doing?
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
How do you think this game's going?
About as well as I would expect.
What inspired the idea for this game?
I think just going to chemists that sell a lot of cheap celebrity fragrances and realizing that there's so many, and they all have stupid names.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think I originally wrote this game so it would be like the contestant would make a scent, and then I realized that didn't quite make sense with the celebrity angle, and then I had to change it.
Oh, you wanted the contestant themselves to make a scent?
Yeah, based on themselves. But then, like, I'm like, I don't know how that would be a game. I don't.
Let's try it with the next caller, Andrea. Let's talk to Andrea. Jake, you'll stay on the line, but let's talk to Andrea and see if Andrea can do this. Okay, Andrea, where are you coming from?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Manolo. I'm calling from Truckee, California.
Oh,
that's a cute name for a town.
It is a town. It came from a Native American name, I believe, Troquet. Mm. And then I think the white people turned it into Truckee.
Sounds legit.
Tale as old as time. Well, Andrea, you live in Truckee?
I do, yep. Lived here for about 7 years.
7 years. And what's going on in your life right now?
Well, right now it is snowing pretty hard.
In Truckee?
Is Truckee north?
Yeah. It's in the mountains.
Wow.
Oh, so, mountains.
Yeah, like Sierra Nevada mountains. So it was raining a bunch and then it turned to snow this morning. So everyone's really, really excited. And then otherwise I'm just finishing up my oatmeal.
Is your New Year's going to be high key or low key?
Definitely low key.
Wow. What a low key bunch.
Yeah. Low key bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Just dinner with friends and might not even make it till midnight.
Oh,
what a dream.
Oh, it sounds nice. It sounds really nice. And so, Andrea, Jake, obviously, you know, we've been kind of obviously workshopping this game a lot, really working on it. And Andrea, what do you think? Do you think that you could describe your own scent?
I kind of got distracted when when the new version was explained. So, could you remind me what it is?
Yeah, Jake, definitely. Jake, take it away, Jake.
All right. So think that you're the celebrity. What would your scent be called and what would it smell like?
Oh, okay.
Does she have to be a celebrity?
No one has to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
So, like, we're just, like, ourselves, like me as Andrea?
Yeah, you as Andrea.
Okay. Okay. All right, so describing my scent, interesting. This might be harder than the celebrity version.
We're experimenting. It's actually in the beta phase right this moment. So, Andrea, the fact that you're having trouble with it really says a lot. And Jake, I hope you're taking notes.
I have another game idea if this doesn't work.
Well, let's see. Andrea, let's see.
Yeah, okay, because I don't want to make myself sound like I smell bad or weird. So,
of course.
Okay, so I think I'm going to go for lotion, unscented lotion.
Okay. Strong so far.
Let's see, fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah. And trees.
Yeah.
Fruit and trees
and unscented
lotion.
But not
fruit trees. Yeah.
Not fruit trees, regular tree.
Yeah, I think just like right, like the smell of like a forest, but not pine trees, like a, you know, like an oak.
Plain
tree. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jake, does this feel good to you? Jake, how does somebody win?
I'm not sure how anyone wins, but I know that I was really hoping to hear that it would smell like the hills of Truckee on a dewy morn.
Oh. Seems like, Jake, it seems like this is a real test in vulnerability. You know what I mean? And for so, it just seems like if there's no way to win, really, the payoff is it's interesting. Now, Jake, what? Yep, Manolo, did you have something?
Oh, I was going to ask what your favorite No, I was going to ask if lotion was moisturizing or is it just the name?
Oh, no, it's definitely moisturizing.
Okay, so it literally is lotion that you just dab on your neck.
Well, is the scent a lotion?
Yeah. Like if you had a dry neck.
It could be a lotion form because, I don't, I don't, wear perfume or anything anymore. So, maybe my scent would be in, a lotion form.
Uh-huh. But it's unscented.
Unscented.
It's unscented, but unscented lotion kind of still has a smell, a little bit.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you think that smell might be fruit and tree.
Well, yeah, it's just, subtly, nature, a little bit of nature, but not too much, It's, it's not that, sickly smell, and it's not, a Christmas candle smell. It's just sort of, fresh,
shade natural. On Christmas candle.
I mean, we have, four burning in our house right now, so, but I don't want to smell like a Christmas candle.
I understand.
Personally.
Wow. Okay, so Jake, this has really asked so much of Andrea, and Andrea has really given it 100%. But Jake, do you have an alternative game here?
I do have another game idea. It's based on a game that's been played on the show before. It's called Green Curry or Tim Curry, and Manolo has to think of a thing and need to guess if it's like a green curry or like actor Tim Curry.
Okay, so Jake, I thought this was an alt on the game, but you're just pitching new games. You just pitched a new game.
Yeah, this is the whole new idea.
It's a whole new game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you just want us to play a whole interesting. Well, thanks. What'd you say?
You can just mute me.
Well, I mean, we will circle back, don't you think?
Yeah.
Jake, shouldn't we circle back?
You can circle back. Yeah, sure.
Okay, I guess we'll circle back. Can't believe Jake pitched a whole new game. Well, it is New Year's. I guess it is New Year's Day. Yeah. Okay. So, Jake, we're going to circle back. Andrea, it looks like somehow you did win a custom magnet.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, bye. Okay, circle back. Okay, bye. Okay, so this was, we've really played so much. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a final game. But first, a word from our sponsors. Oh, Manolo, it's a brand new year, and every plate is here to help you achieve all of your resolutions. Every plate helps you save money with delicious, affordable recipes delivered to your door.
That's a good way to start the new year. And did you know that not all meal kits are the same? So make the smart choice and choose Every Plate. Every Plate is up to 56% cheaper than other leading meal kits. And you get so much bang for your buck. No wonder it's America's value meal kit.
America's best value meal kit.
What did I say?
You said America's value meal kit.
Yeah, it's
America's best
value
meal kit. Yep.
All right.
This year, count on Every Plate to make mealtime easier without compromising on quality. Every Plate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, so you know your meals will be fresh and tasty till the very last bite.
And make your Every Plate meal your own with options to swap proteins and sides or add a protein to veggie dishes.
Mm-hmm. Get $1.39 per meal.
We need to talk about our personal experience.
Oh, well, I haven't gotten mine yet.
Oh, I've gotten them before. Can I tell you about
Yes, please tell me about it.
I like it a lot.
Okay.
I like it because I feel like part of their making it a better value is because they don't separate all the ingredients in random bags when they don't need to. And so that helps reduce costs and also things to throw away. And if I like it, it feels like someone just gave you some groceries and it still feels like I'm picking ingredients out. Does that make sense?
Of course, 100%.
There's something I like about it. And the dishes are pretty simple, and I like that about that too. It's like the casual Friday of meal kits.
Wow, what a plug.
So
incredible
chill.
Endorsement. I can't believe you were sitting on this the whole time.
These plates are chill.
Mm, great plug.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Get $139 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code GAMESHOW139. That's everyplate.com/podcast and code GAMESHOW139. Okay, Manolo, we got a Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from Ariel Nissenblatt. Visit www.earbudspodcastcollective.org and to subscribe to the Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter.
For each issue of Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter, podcast obsessed Ariel Nissenblatt lets a different person curate a podcast recommendation playlist based on a theme. Sign up for great diverse podcast recommendations and curate a list yourself.
And what's very nice is that we've been featured in this newsletter. So if you liked listening to Dr. Game Show, you might like what Ariel has to say about other podcasts.
Thanks, Ariel.
Okay. Well, that seems like a perfect Jumbotron.
What a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Earbuds Podcast Collective.
Earbuds Podcast Collective.
EPC. Thanks, Ariel.
Yes, thanks for your support. And if you want to buy a Jumbotron, just do it. Have fun with it.
Yeah, why not?
My fellow graduates, for 500 episodes, my podcast, The JV Club with Janet Varney, has gathered story after story of all the scandalous things we've done throughout our childhoods.
Wait, what's happening?
Stories like how Jamila Jamil survived a horrific house party and she was on crutches.
Great.
Or how Hal Lublin learned a Shakespearean monologue in his pajamas.
This is not the speech we approve.
Without your love and life tragedies, there would be no podcast. In fact, I have an exclusive look at how Maggie Lawson's mom confronted her after a sneaky basement meetup with her crush.
Spill the tea, JV.
Security!
Listen to the JV Club with Janet Varney Thursdays on Maximum Fun! Class of Forever!
Hey, I'm Ben.
And I'm Adam.
We host a show called Greatest Trek on Maximum Fun that covers all the new Star Trek shows, Lower Decks, Strange New Worlds, Picard, Prodigy, Discovery, and any other new Star Trek show Paramount throws at us.
Come find out why we're the most important Star Trek podcast on the internet with our funny, informative recaps of all the new Star Trek shows that Paramount keeps churning out.
Subscribe to Greatest Trek. It's a new Star Trek podcast from the makers of The Greatest Generation.
Okay, so this is a winning game from last episode. It's called No Thank You, submitted by Jacob McDuff from Nathrop, Colorado. Jacob, it's the Jake time. It's Jake time. Okay.
That's what I say.
Okay, here's... you want a theme song? You want to do that?
Okay.
Theme song.
No thank you. No thank you. No thank you.
Pretty good. Okay, in this game, contestants pitch game ideas in 5 words or less and then end the description with the words thank you, after which Joe replies with her signature, no thank you. If Manolo thinks Joe is actually thankful for the game suggestion, he exclaims, that's the ticket, and the caller wins a magnet. Otherwise, Manolo says back of the line and they get nothing. Joe ends the game when she feels like it. Whoa. Okay, So let's just talk to Jake real quick. I know we were going to circle back. Jake, I know you had that game on the tip of your tongue.
I just did this.
Yeah, if you could just do it again.
All right. Okay, so it's called, is it green curry or Tim curry? I think, is that all the words I can say?
What the game is called, is it? Well, yeah, actually, you did it way more. So unfortunately, you only get 5 words.
Green curry or Tim curry? 5 words.
Okay, nice work. Okay, no, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Manolo, now you say something.
Okay, so I say, that's the ticket.
Nice work, Jake. Lightning round. Goodbye. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Alec, lightning round. You ready to go? Go.
Go, Alec.
I'm back, but my phone died, so I'm going to need a refresher. Maybe you just skip.
Copy that. We'll circle back. Copy that. Okay, talk to you soon. Laura in Brooklyn. Laura, are you ready? Go.
Color goops in certain ways.
Wait, color hoops in certain ways?
Yeah. I'm going to say no thank you to that.
Oh, and thank you. Oh, and no thank and you. Thank you.
No thank you.
But wait,
right?
Do I get to ask how that game is played?
No, no, no.
No. Oh,
no, thank you.
No, oh. Thank you.
Then back of the line, kid.
Well, Laura, nice work. Okay, talk to you soon. Circle back. Okay, here we go. Let's talk to. Okay, Alec, are you ready? Are you ready for us to circle back? Alec, are you ready? Alec, are you ready? Alec, are you ready? Okay, we'll circle back. Okay. Oh, Alec, are you ready?
Yeah. Alec, are you ready? Yes.
Okay, go, Alec.
Go, 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 go.
No, you thank you.
No. No, you. No.
You're supposed to say 5 words.
No, you say 5 words, Alec. Alex. Alex has said 5. Alex said 5 words. Alec, are you ready? Alec, please.
Alex says 5 words. Are you ready?
No, okay, we're going to circle back. Okay, okay, this is really something. I hope it's wrong with the Zoom. Okay, let's talk to Andrea. Andrea, are you there? Andrea?
Yes, I'm here and I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. First initials, favorite foods, guess. Thank you.
No, thank you.
That's the ticket.
Well, woo-hoo! Thanks for Andrea. Woo-hoo! Talk to you soon. Okay, yeah. Bye. Okay, Claire, let's talk to Claire.
Hi.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Okay, match fruits, sweets, avoid pests. Thank you.
Ooh.
No, thank you.
I like that game.
Well, that's not the right words, but okay,
oh,
we'll keep
that's
going.
A ticket.
Nice
that's
work.
A ticket.
Okay, goodbye, Claire. Okay.
Claire, that's a
well,
ticket.
Well, really nice. Okay, Scooch.
Hi. Vegan bacon or Kevin bacon? Thank you.
No, thank you.
That's the ticket.
Okay, nice work, Scooch. Goodbye. Okay, let's just circle back to Alec. Alec, are you there?
No, you thank you.
Nope, still no. Okay, okay, no, thank you.
That's 4 words.
Okay.
No, you thank you.
No, thank you. All right. Okay. So we're gonna circle back. Thank you so much.
We'll circle back,
Alec. Wow, really tricky. Okay. So we're just gonna really hope that's attributed to a connection issue. Okay. So we'll talk. So okay. So that was the end of that game. It's done. Okay. So so the games. The choices are: what's my age again? What's my age again? Stank like famous or no? Thank you. Okay. Since we're getting to the end of the program. Where please vote in the chat and Manolo can read it off. Ready?
What? I'm
read
reading?
Read it off as people guess. I mean, as people vote. Please vote in the chat and Manolo will read it
chat?
Off. And Manolo will read it off.
All right. Green curry or Tim curry?
Okay.
Stank like famous.
Okay.
Come on, chat. You could do it.
Okay. Manolo, what are you voting
Stank
for?
Stank like famous.
Okay.
Go, 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 go.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay, no,
color,
thank you.
Color goops in certain ways.
Okay. Okay.
Go on.
And those are the, and that's the last vote?
Socks, slippers, or bare feet. Thank you.
Okay. I don't, that sounds really bad. Okay.
And Alex says, no, you, thank you. Which is still Alex four words.
Oh, Alex is voting. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So what do you think? That's it? Okay. So now it's a tie between, they're still voting.
Oh, nickname generator.
Okay. So what do you think, Manolo? What are you going to vote for?
Oh, Alex said, no, you, thank you, once.
Okay. Copy that. What are you voting for?
I'll vote for no thank you.
Wow. No thank you is winning the game for next episode. Nice work. Okay. So that's the winning game. Wow. Again, really nice job. Jacob McNutt. Sorry about that. Jake from Melbourne. You know what? I just want to check in, just see how Jake's doing with this loss. Jake, how you doing? Are you okay?
Hey, Joe. I mean, it's a little bit disappointing. I think, you know, I had some really good game ideas and just would have liked to have done, you know, in a second week. But, you know, we'll try again next time.
Jake, do you think that your game would have been better if you submitted Green Curry or Tim Curry?
Yes, I do. I think Green Curry or Tim Curry would be a classic Dr. Game Show game. There would be saboteur proof.
Saboteur proof.
Yep.
Unlike no thank you.
And I agree with you. And I agree. Is right. Well, Jake, thank you so much. And your attitude inspires us to this day. Thank you, Jake. No, thank you. Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, well, thank you all for playing on this beautiful New Year's Day, Eve day. And congrats again to Jacob McNutt. And Manolo, if you wouldn't mind playing us out.
Sure.
As we go. Thanks to our producer, Alex Dan, our mixer, Andy Christens, and the theme song by Big Huge. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. Buy an all-new Dr. Game Show t-shirt designed by past guest Edie Modica at MaxFunStore.com. Submit your game show ideas by visiting DrGameShow.com and following the link to the submission form. Feel free to send us your fan art or theme songs or additions to DrGameShow@gmail.com. Have a happy new year and a healthy new year, too.
Ooh.
Wow. Jake is asking in the chat, did he not win a custom magnet? No, you did, Jake. You did. Okay, so Manolo, would you mind taking this moment to just do a classic New Year's Eve Manolo minute?
Oh, one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, starting now.
Yeah.
I would like to say that I am appreciative of everyone who supports this show. And we do have new t-shirts designed by past guest Edie Modica. And I think the black version has come out by now. It should be out, I guess. For any of your metal babies. And I think this year I'm going to try to, instead of make any flowery and exciting New Year's resolutions, I think I'm just going to try to make my bed and keep it simple. Instead of living minimally, I'm just going to make my bed. And it's going to be a maximalist bed, covered in all kinds of weird devices to help me sleep through the night on a busy New York street.
Maximalist fun. Okay. All right. Manolo and Nestai, really nice work.
I try. You too.
Hey, nice job. You too. Okay. That's it for this incredible episode, and happy new year, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Bye.
Thank you.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ring, ring on the telephone, it's Joe Firestone. Do you want to play a game till we're not home? What you need to know, start the game show, game show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.